Leviticus, chapter 22. And Yahweh spoke to Moses, saying, Speak to Aaron and to his sons, that they separate themselves from the holy things of the sons of Israel, which they hallow to me, and that they don't profane my holy name, I am Yahweh. Say to them, Whoever he is of all your seed throughout your generations, that approaches to the holy things, which the sons of Israel hallow to Yahweh, having his uncleanness on him, that soul will be cut off from before me, I am Yahweh. Any man of the seed of Aaron who is a leper, or has a discharge, he will not eat of the holy things, until he is clean. And whoever touches anything that is unclean by the dead, or a man who has an emission of semen go out from him. Or whoever touches any creeping thing, by which he may be made unclean, or man who is unclean to him, whatever uncleanness he has. The soul who touches any such will be unclean until the evening, and will not eat of the holy things, unless he bathe his flesh in water. And when the sun has gone down, he will be clean, and afterward he will eat of the holy things, because it is his bread. That which dies of itself, or is torn of beasts, he will not eat, to defile himself with it, I am Yahweh. They will therefore keep my charge, lest they bear sin for it, and die in it, if they profane it, I am Yahweh who sanctifies them. And no stranger will eat of the holy thing, a sojourner of the priests, or a hired worker, will not eat of the holy thing. But if a priest buys any soul, the purchase of his silver, he will eat of it, and one who is born in his house, they will eat of his bread. And if a priest's daughter is married to a stranger, she will not eat of the heave offering of the holy things. But if a priest's daughter is a widow, or divorced, and has no child, and is returned to her father's house, as in her youth, she will eat of her father's bread, but no stranger will eat of it. And if a man eats of the holy thing unintentionally, then he will put the fifth part of it to it, and will give to the priest the holy thing. And they will not profane the holy things of the sons of Israel, which they offer to Yahweh. And so cause them to bear the iniquity that brings guilt, when they eat their holy things, for I am Yahweh who sanctifies them. And Yahweh spoke to Moses, saying, Speak to Aaron, and to his sons, and to all the sons of Israel, and say to them, Any man of the house of Israel, and from every sojourner who sojourns in Israel, who offers his oblation, whether it is any of their vows, or any of their freewill offerings, which they offer to Yahweh for a burnt offering. That you may be accepted, you will offer a male without blemish, of the bullocks, of the sheep, or of the goats. But whatever has a blemish, that you will not offer, for it will not be acceptable for you. And whoever offers a sacrifice of peace offerings to Yahweh to accomplish a vow, or for a freewill offering, of the herd or of the flock, it will be perfect to be accepted, there will be no blemish in it. Blind, or broken, or maimed, or having a wen, or scurvy, or scabbed, you will not offer these to Yahweh, nor make an offering by fire of them on the altar to Yahweh. Either a bull or a lamb that has anything superfluous or lacking in his parts, that you may offer for a freewill offering, but for a vow it will not be accepted. That which is castrated by bruising, or crushing, or breaking, or cutting, you will not offer to Yahweh, neither will you do thus in your land. Neither from the hand of a foreigner will you offer the bread of your God of any of these, because their corruption is in them, there is a blemish in them, they will not be accepted for you. And Yahweh spoke to Moses, saying, When a bull, or a sheep, or a goat, is brought forth, then it will be 7 days under the dam, and from the eighth day and from then on it will be accepted for the oblation of an offering made by fire to Yahweh. And whether it is cow or ewe, you will not kill it and its young both in 1 day. And when you sacrifice a sacrifice of thanksgiving to Yahweh, you will sacrifice it that you may be accepted. On the same day it will be eaten, you will leave none of it until the morning, I am Yahweh. Therefore you will keep my commandments, and do them, I am Yahweh. And you will not profane my holy name, but I will be hallowed among the sons of Israel, I am Yahweh who hallows you. Who brought you out of the land of Egypt, to be your God, I am Yahweh.